Blog Talk Radio.
She's so my jinx. My father was a man down in New Orleans. Yeah, down in New Orleans. I'm with Doublecast Daily and the weekly radio show, Doublecast Daily, where you can learn how to make $2,000 a month, $2,000 a month, playing Baccarat. Stage, you can do it online, you can do it in a brick and mortar casino. From Las Vegas, where I've been playing for just about a week now, and I expected to come to you today and tell you that I was on top of the mountain, and that hurts me. I expected to be there a couple days ago, on top of the hill. Now, I have had someone send an email to me saying that they wanted to know what the values of the mountain and the big hill, and that I should talk money, because when I first started talking about this show and playing on the road out here in Vegas, and I told you, I think it was a couple reaching for at that point, that's when I told you what the value was. I'm going to go over it again so that you know, and so that everybody understands how high I am reaching while I'm I told you I was going to start with less than $1,000. On Thursday, when I got here, because my partner out here told me that he was winning really, really big on that he plays Baccarat on. Well, since I've gotten out here, he has not won and I was not here, but he still says that he's winning big. I did sit down with him down on Friday to play the machine, and the machine goes way too fast, tracking it in five different charts as I normally do. However, I did go this morning when I had a little bit of time and try that. It looks like Doublecast Daily will be able to work on that machine, because Daily is going against a program in a machine. And I was expecting that the system works better against a machine than it does against hand shuffle, because the machine has a program. The Doublecast Daily system will work on the machine in certain segments of, because the machine runs continuously and it does not have an end to the show. It just keep coming out 24 hours a day. So finding the spot where Doublecast Daily will work, I found it this morning and started a second one, but I had to leave because I had to. But it looks like I will be able to play on the machine as well. I'm not around. Hopefully, they will start putting them in other casinos as well. In casino. I've got to keep checking this camera. I have the camera reversed today instead of like I normally do. And if someone is typing on the screen right now, on the other side. So the values of about right behind my head, I don't know if you can see it. But right here, the heel is $10,000. The heel is $10,000. I've been working to get up to the top of that. And on Friday, when I got here, I went scouting out for the, except for that one. And then my partner talked to the company and found out that there's only one. Day two on Friday, because day one on Friday, I broke even. I started playing the machine by myself. System found out the machine was going way too fast for the system, and it took me a while to get off the machine. And then I went to a brick and mortar to get money back. So what we did, or what I did on Friday, was break even. Day two was break even. Day three, I was at the casinos and cash daily three times. Day four, I double cash daily twice. And day five, I was at the casino, went to take a break, came back, and then everything changed on me. I went all day to get the money back. But I got the money back, so we still double cash. It was day five. And on day six, it was really, really good. The cash daily 4.5 times that day, and was doing really good. It was a losing day. I expected to go up to the top of the hill at that point. I only needed to win five more bets yesterday. I didn't make it, and we lost some, and so now we're back a little bit. The way that I manage the money keeps me from losing all of the money, but I lost one-third since I've been here. Since I've been here and since I've been playing, it's less than $1,000. I started with $100, okay? In winning and going up and winning 4 days and losing one, and that I told you that the double cash daily system will win. We won four, exactly 80%. So losing the one day, starting with $100, it was $4,200 since I started playing on Friday, and so now I'm back down to $3,300. But if you think about it, that's 33 times the money that I started with. Where can you make 33 times your money in 5 days? That's a lot of money. 33 times. I only go 33 times the money again, and I don't have that. If I go only 33 times money again, and I still have days here, if I go 33 times the money again, the amount of money, because everything kept running the way that it's run so far, it will be over, starting with $100. That's a big leap. That's a big money. But the thing about, and I'm getting chills right now, the thing about is that it doesn't matter the amount of money that you're playing with, that you play the system. Because playing the system, you always, in order, always, no matter what the amount of money is, you only have to. Two bets. When you win the two bets, you have doubled your. I've been doing it multiple times a day because I'm out here in Vegas and the opportunity. And I have been sitting at the tables longer than I expected sometimes, but I still have cash in my pocket. So playing double cash daily, this is not an easy game. However, the double cash daily system has made it easy. Sitting at the table and looking at the boards that are provided by the casino, going on the boards, I have created the double cash daily system, and with the banker and the player hands, I don't play those bonuses. However, now last night I did play the bonus one time. It looked like it was going to be a tie. When the tie came out, I won 8-1 on that tie. That's the first time I played a bonus, because the double cash daily system showed me that it looked like it was going to be a tie. But out of all of the hands that I've played since I've been here, I have for a tie except for one last night, and I won it. The double cash daily system, as I charted, showed me to be a tie. And I bet it and won. And so the value being won, or the goals that have been set, as I said, I've started with less than it's invested, gets a share, they get a portion of what's being won. So less than $100, I'm up to $3,300 right now. The goal that I'm reaching for is the hill. The hill is valued at $10,000. $10,000, starting with less than 100. I don't believe I'm going high. I don't believe I'm going back to $100. So this, and what has happened, and what I believe is going to happen, is I will keep at the top of the hill, and it looks like I will, because I'm ahead of every time that I've been. Every time I've come to Vegas, usually my big wins are at the end of my. Well, I've started off extremely well using the double cash daily system. In the beginning of my trip, starting with less than $1,000. And to give you an example, or to give you a real life of what happened, is $1,000. I don't remember, I'd have to look in my book, I don't remember if I won the first two bets, let's see what happened for evening and night. Yes, I must have won the first two bets because it's Saturday, and so I've never gone back into that $100. I've been playing on casino money ever since then. If you've been to the casino, I don't know if you have ever tried to do anything like this when you go into the casino and play, but if you want to win, you should set goals and when you walk in. I don't care what system it is. If you start a system, you should follow that daily system right now. So the hill, the value of the hill, once I reach the top of that hill and I make the jump over to the, there's two mountains. The first mountain is valued at, so the first mountain is 10 times as big as the hill. The hardest one to climb because I have to make more bets. The hill, and I've got $10,000. My first bet on that mountain, the first bet on top of that mountain, the first bet would be $3,500. If I win, bet is $7,000. Winning that second bet means that that is the value of that hill. I won the value of that hill. So you can understand, understand better what's going on here. With $100, I'm reaching, and I'm reaching very, very far. The difference in getting up the hill and getting up the first mountain, the first bet on the hill was only the first bet on that. But as I go from 10,000 to 20,000, again to take it to 30,000, and then use 20,000, another 20. So now that makes it 30,000. That would be one. And I double that 20 again, and then that will make it 50,000. So in 6 bets, I'm halfway up the mountain. And the problem is, I am only going to be able to get a number, and what I've checked out is the casinos that have allow $25,000 bet. Double up and double up and double up that way. I have to manage how I can maximize the amount of money that I can take from that one casino. So in
$50,000,
and now to double that $50,000, I would be taking $20,000. I would be taking $40,000 to make 50. At $25,000, a $25,000 bet and risk it all in one bet. The money is to make one bet, which would be half, and then make another bet, which would be $25,500, and then $25,000, and win those two bets, $1,500 in two bets. Call 911. That's a lot. So then we would be at $87,500. There's only $12,500 left to get. So in up the hill, winning the ninth bet puts us at the top of the mountain. It's only 9 bets. 9 bets. That's why I keep telling you the double cash, because it doesn't matter how much money you're playing with. What matters is, and you play the system, and you put your bets out there when you're supposed to put your bets out. It doesn't matter the amount of money. Double cash daily system does not. It doesn't even know if you're betting or not. You need to make the bets when the bets are available to be made. I went into a casino and I did not realize that the casino had 8 decks of cards in each shoe that they deal the cards out of. However, each game is one hand that's played. The shoe are distributed out of and distributed out onto the table where the 8 decks of cards in that shoe, and this casino had pre-shuffled, and I didn't realize that until after I had lost. So I'm going to be the only, I won't be playing with this money that I'm working with right now, pre-shuffled decks, because the pre-shuffled decks basically are cards that are stacked either in the casino or some companies doing it and providing them to. I'm going to give you, as I go along here, I'm jumping back and forth. I'll give you the third value of the third goal. When I get to the big mountain, the bets are going $500. And I will have to make it to the top of that mountain. Because every two bets is going to bring in $37,500. Climbing the mountains are not as hard as climbing. Call 911. Mountain is valued at $400. And so there are six bets. I'm not sure how much casinos will allow me to take. I do know that the casino that I've been playing at, the Rio, they're playing and he made $150,000. Now their max bets are only $50,000. They paid him, but they asked him not to come back. $50,000 in one day. His bet out, if he was playing with $5,000, I don't know what $1,000, and they asked him not to come back. So what's going on here, and you know that it is harder to get up the hill than it's physically harder. So I'm working on it, and I believe I can get there. I expected to, but I wasn't. When I get to the top of the hill, I'm going to give a special update. So after this show is over, I'm going to go to the casino and see. If not, then I'll be trying to get to the top of the hill tomorrow. I expect to then jump over to the mountain. When I'm about to jump over to the mountain, I will let you know. For you, if you have any questions, to call in, and to call in 4-583-6840. This is Robert show on TalkToMeSportsRadio.com and teaching you daily. We're playing the game of Baccarat, that is a casino game, almost 50-50. So it's a win-lose situation. There's only two. I told you a while ago that I did make one bet on the tie. I do not know the system all the way before you make a bet on the tie. If you ever do, I'm not gearing winning and getting to the top of the hill on a tie. Tie pays 8-1. I'm going to go over a game here, a little game here on the computer, so that you can see how things have progressed in order for them to progress. There are some new people that are on watching the show. This scenario before where I turn on the computer and I'm playing a live game on the computer and telling you what it is, where I would make the bets at. Because it's happening in the casinos where I'm playing at. Because although this is the programs in the shuffle machines also are computer generated, influence the programming psychiatrists. And I doubled four, and this guy has moved from East professional poker player, and he watched and followed me as I was playing and he won because I think he hit 10 bets in a row without losing. So I doubled up 3.5 sitting there. So I'm going to go on, I'm online right now with a Baccarat program, and I'm going to start playing. Again, call in at 714-583-6840 for questions to doublecashdaily@gmail.com. I'm playing here, and you can follow along. Once I get done, once it is over with, you will still have an opportunity to Vegas. And I believe my next trip to Vegas is going to be one that's going to be, you will still be able to be in touch with me just as you are now, because I'm just here and on Facebook and on the internet radio, and communicate with me just as you're doing now. But you may mountain, because I've got to win 6 bets 4 times that second mountain. And if I can get to the top of the first mountain and have about, I'm putting on the boots and seeing if we can get to the top of that second mountain all day. I haven't been playing all day now. I usually get to the casino around 1 o'clock, but I will be going out 10 o'clock in the morning, as long as I can stay, probably until 11 or 12 o'clock, because I don't like to get in my day longer the next day, because I sleep a little bit longer and be mindful of the time so that I don't go into 2 or 3 o'clock again the next morning. So I'm going to start playing this game on the computer, and I've been going here in Vegas. I expect to be similar to what has in order to show you what's been going on. I'm going to see if I can enlarge it a little bit so you can see it better. And how are you doing, Susan? How are you doing? I mean, late, I'm up to $3,300. Since I've been playing. Somebody that wants me to play, I don't know. I'm going to move this camera closer. Okay, so I'm going to start playing here. Starting with $1,000, I don't make bets. We're going to go on the player first, and we're going to deal the cards. Cutting out, I think. Let's see here. I can't see. Okay, I have to restart it. Now we're dealing cards. Here goes 5, so the player wins. Natural 9. We put $1 on the player, and we'll just keep on going until this game gets going well enough and we can see some kind of a pattern. Two banker, eight banker wins. We're charting pattern, and we're going to chart it in fives, one, two, three, four, and five, as we normally do, and look at the patterns that are developing. When I'm playing in the casino, as I've told you, I do not play the first few hands. Cards coming out, player three. We marked banker in red, and we marked the player in blue. Dealing the cards coming. Two bankers at two, player stays at two, banker goes to five. And now we're dealing again here. Coming out, player seven, player natural nine. The object is the best. Come out, you add two, unless there's do not reach a point where the cards are supposed to stop at. And I'm sorry, you don't get two cards. The cards are placed out on the table. You have neither does the dealer. Everything that happens happens because of the rules of the game. And the object is to get a nine. That's the highest number. All other cards face having a or being a nine. Only look at the second digit because all face cards are zero. So if you have a 12, you have a two. You always drop the first digit. The if there's going to be a hit, there four. We're dealing with cards. They're coming out. Play natural eight. And so then we back up to the top here. And Mark is showing you is that when we have something that comes, then we have a three down here at the bottom. We develop with numbers. We want to have a with dots, we're going to, and then we're going to have a third pattern, and this is what I look at every time I make a bet. Or have a third pattern developed down here in red. Pattern is dictator. This is dictated by the last two hands colors. I mark red. If they are the same, I will mark black. Developed across here with red and black. So I look at three different things every time I'm going to make a bet. Cards are coming out. Player five, banker two, player hit. Banker wins 5-2. We're dealing again. Coming out, player zero, banker four, player three, bangs with a natural nine. Okay, almost the same thing is after it. And what happened is that the next two hands, it went player and went player back to the banker running again. Next hand, natural eight, player wins with a natural eight, identical, and since it is a four, and it's in red, because threes are most common, and again, and so we'll mark this down here in red. I'm going to deal another hand. Natural eight. That's identical to what happened on the table. So I wonder if the programs that are in the shuffle machines, there are so many different programs, but this is identical. I'm in Vegas, and I was playing at the casino, and on one table, and I noticed patterns on the table next to me. It was after 7 o'clock at night. I went up and got up and went and played that table, and I won $450 in about, I think it was about 25-30 minutes. I decided I'm going to check and see if this happens again. The next 3 nights, I showed up, and I won money 4 nights in a row on the same patterns. So it made me think that maybe some of these programs on time clock. And another thing that happened at that casino table, I was sitting there in the afternoon one time, and I was looking across the another table, and everything that came up on the board for the there came up exactly opposite on my table. Exactly, it came up right after it happened on the other table. So I don't know how many hands happened before, but when I saw that, I started 12 hands in a row because I was playing exactly opposite of what was happening. Happens when you put a program in a machine, the program with what they're doing, it's going to get worse though, because our but so far it's not there, but I have 4 nights in a row off the same. Another table and saw everything. These programs that are in the machines go so far. Cards are coming out. Player 0, banker 7. Banker wins. Exactly what happened yesterday. It's in my book. I remember this game. Cards are coming out. Player 5, banker 0. Player wins again. Now it's changed. There were, I think, stuff. There were, I was told, that had played Baccarat for 30 years, 20 or 30 years, and he kept his records. He kept his books like I do. And he somehow remembered a game. He had his books out in the car or what, but he saw a game and he remembered something about that. And he started playing that game and he won. He said that he won. He won all the money back in that one game because he had recorded that game. There was another time over in all kinds of stories and stuff, but when the board got and they had introduced the shuffle machines, the dealers weren't all familiar with everything that. The dealer put the cards in the shuffle machine, took the other cards out. Well, they got all the way through that shoe. The dealer put the cards, the used cards, and pulled the other cards out and started playing that shoe. Well, when they pack of chips was empty, everybody won because everybody remembered. That was 2 games previous because the dealer, when the dealer put the dealer forgot to push the button to shuffle the cards. So everything came back out exactly. games before, and everybody wanted to make sure that Taylor got fired. 9 or 7. I'd like to be a 4 or 5. However, if which this would be, so I couldn't bet here because it has the opportunity to right there. Wins. Usually don't start betting until over. Far. A little longer, but I want to go tie hand, and I mark the tie like this, just after the tie. Eight. I'm speed if we can get to a point because the show. Anyone that's on the radio show, you should send me a on Facebook, Robert Conley 74. Robert Conley on Facebook, and then you can see what's going on here. You can see the player hand because you're trying to understand you're with the game of Baccarat. So I want this one. Hand to go player for it to go red at the bottom. I'm going to show you once in a while when I'm sitting at the table, I will play it because there's patterns here. Red, 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 black, red, black. We're dealing the cards. Coming out, player 6, banker 1, and we've got another red hash mark down at the bottom. That's good. Now, at 4, things change on 3s, 5s, and 7s. If it happens, we'll see what happens next time. We'll see if this red hash mark changes and goes. Cards are coming out. Over 0. Look at this pattern going across the top. I expect it to go at least one more and go red right there. So I'm going to put a note that I expect it to go red right there. The cards are coming out. Player 8, banker 6. Okay, there is the number 5. It stopped. 1, 2, 3. This pattern right here looks pretty good. This one looks like it's going to be black red. Looks like it's going to be a banker. Player 4, banker natural 9. That would have been a win. Mark our wins in a black circle. We mark our real wins in a red circle. Line here. I keep 5 different charts every time I'm playing the game so that I can see every hand that's being played and look at 3 different things. Now, I keep 5 different charts. The first chart starts with this hand, second. Fourth chart, fifth chart, and what happens? These rows become the where the next hand is going to be played. Cards are coming out. Players at 1, bankers at 4. Player goes to 5. Player wins. 3 in here. Okay, so we're looking at this one. Coming up here, if it does what it does often, and I'm going to say probably the time, This will go black. This will be a player hand, and this will go black. And for it to go a player hand, because we've got two players here, one banker, maybe two players. Coming out, player three stays at three, banker goes to eight, natural eight. And stayed red. So it stayed red here. And there's three. Red. Right around. Card. Zero. That stopped. One, two. Lost. If we would have bet, if we would have bet, but we lost. That tie market. That's to let me know my choices and how good the patterns are. Cards are coming out. Banker four. Player goes to four. It's a tie. Player four. Banker's natural eight. Getting close to. Player seven, banker two, player wins. This pattern has changed. Remember, I've told you that when things change, either this two, two, one, one. It didn't. It stopped right there. It only went one. So someplace over here is going. But this changed the pattern. That's a losing hand right there. Player wins with a natural eight. Now, we've got two here, one, one, two here on another chart. I'm marking it right there. That's where a bet would be. Player two, banker two, player goes to one, banker. Thanks. Look at that. It went. It went. That was a winning hand. If it would have bet, that would have been a winning one, two, three. You're betting right there. So that's a 35. If we're playing with $100, it works. $100 right there, right there. The next bet will be right here. Let's see what happens when we get down here. Is what happens when I'm at the table. Player state, player goes to eight, eight over six. Player three, banker zero, player goes to four, banker goes to five. Right now, I've already got my best. I already know how I'm going out there. There's 7,000 going out here. Banker went. All right, now we got a $7,000 bet going right here. Coming out. $10,000. right there. This is what I'm talking about. Double two, it's going to change. That's what it looks like. It happens like that. Double cash daily. We're playing on the computer and coming out. And I'm looking at my system. My system is telling me nothing. I'm only looking at the history. I believe that the history is going to continue back to the future. We're going into the next hand, and that's why we won that one. Looking at this, now we've got 2-1-1-2. It's like it's going to go black. If it goes black, it goes gray. However, we've got 4-3-3. This is play we can't bet here because it could go 4-3. We've already double cash anyway, so we're not going to make our bet here. Player, natural eight, banker, natural eight, tie. Did I get excited? Yeah, I did. How are you doing? So, I'll be making it. I don't know how long you've been on, Brian, but we double cash. We made $10,000 for $3,500. We bet $7,000, and we made $10,000. What did I say? When the number 5 changed, that's an ugly 4. And it changed down here. Now, in order to use this line down here, I would have to wait. If I showed up, we would have won. We won that bet. Because it went 5 times, one, we're at 6, so we made that bet and we won that bet. 6-4-4, so you can see what's going on here. Today is going to be the 6th day, and I've made the 80. I'm telling you that once I play the game, I usually win about 80% of the time, right on the money. I lost yesterday, but I won and lost 1% right there. If you're more patient and better than I am, you might expect better results. Use of what I'm doing here. I started with $100. Trying to get up the hill and then trying to get up a second mountain. The value of the hill is taking long. Anyway, the value of the hill is $10,100. I haven't used any more than $100. The rest of the money is money. Reaching for $10,000. Started with $100. I'm going to jump to the mountain 1 to get to 100,000. It takes 6 bets to be won. And then once I... it takes more. I can't remember right now. It takes a couple more. But once I jump to the second mountain to get to each 100... Right there. To get to the top... of each one of these ones, it will take 6 bets to get to $100,000. $1,000 in the third mountain than it takes to get to $10,000 in the hill. I'm working to make the money. I'm showing you double performing it live. I'm working it live. Everything that I've been showing you, everything. And so I'm doing double cash daily, showing you, if you didn't, what was happening for real on the computer as I was showing you the chart. Well, now, and you're seeing what's happening as I'm working the program live. So, Conley, double cash daily, and I'm working the making money. We're going up. We're going up the hill. Hopefully, I expect to be there tomorrow. Once we get to the top of the hill, we jump over to the mountain. 100. Everyone on the radio, everyone listening, send me an email if you want more information. doublecashdaily@gmail.com. gmail.com. Friend me at Robert7644. Double Cash Daily. Robert Conley, Double Cash Daily.